This piece is full of bias. Polish official fact checks CNN, BBC. By Peter Cattell on November 23, 2021. A Polish government official has slammed reports from CNN and the BBC on the ongoing Belarus border crisis for demonstrating left-wing bias. Poland's spokesperson of the Minister's Special Services Coordinator, Stanislaw Zarin, heavily criticized the two articles, saying that the article published by the BBC was full of bias and that the CNN article was absurd. The CNN article characterized the migrant crisis on the border with Belarus as a useful distraction for Poland's government, claiming that it has conveniently shifted focus away from domestic disputes, such as the conservative government of the overwhelmingly Catholic nation introducing new restrictions on abortion earlier this year. The article went on to place a heavy focus on the plight faced by the largely Middle Eastern migrants, who in many cases were allegedly tricked by Belarusian dictator Alexander Lukashenko's regime into believing they would be provided passage into Europe if they traveled to Poland's frontier. In a statement given to Breitbart London, Zarin described the border situation as a part of the hybrid war waged against Western Europe by Lukashenko, who has openly teased EU states by flippantly responding that some of his forces may be helping the migrants try to breach the border but that he essentially considered the matter below his dignity. Despite such a tense and complex situation, many journalists tend to focus only on one aspect of the whole crisis, a humanitarian one, Zarin continued, saying, they describe individual stories and forget about the broader perspective and Lukashenko's and Putin's responsibility in their political objectives. The Polish government spokesman earlier criticized CNN on social media, claiming their conclusions were absurd, writing, Belarusian services are organizing massive attacks on our border. We're dealing with growing aggression. Zarin also took aim at an article published by the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, which barely mentioned the role of the Lukashenko regime in fostering the crisis, while seemingly criticizing Poland for pushing back illegal migrants from their border. Dear BBC World, BBC News, this piece is full of bias. Zarin wrote. Why aren't not putting any pressure on the Belarusian regime? You are fully aware that it's Lukashenko who's playing with the fates of those people, aren't you? The Polish official questioned. What we're dealing with here is nothing but a hostile political operation controlled by the Belarusian services, including UDING, the KGB. And you're implying that Poland should be criticized? Zarin stated, adding with a colloquial touch, you gotta be kidding me. Zarin claimed that the BBC article blurs Lukashenko's responsibility for the crisis, enabling the dictator to continue aggression without any repercussions. Lukashenko uses cynically those people to force the EU to withdraw sanctions and legitimize his presidency. He is terrorizing the whole West, Zarin wrote. The latest crisis facing Poland started in earnest early this month, with migrants amassing on the Belarus side of the border, and in some instances trying to forcefully break through Polish border barricades. Since then, at least 7 police officers have been injured during clashes with migrants, with rocks and stun grenades being thrown at officers from the Belarusian side. Zarin told Breitbart London, it is crucial to underline that all these attacks are managed and carried out by the Belarusian services. They group migrants in temporary camps near the border. They give them specific instructions and necessary equipment. Belarusians supervise migrants and prepare them to forcibly push through the Polish border.